Good evening and welcome. It's good that we are here tonight. As we mentioned this morning, we're going to have a singing this evening. So thank you all for joining us. It's the last Lord's Day of the month, and so we typically do a singing for this service. But before we do that, just two additions, well, one reminder and one addition to the announcements from this morning. Ladies, please remember that you need to meet in classroom 8 after worship this evening to talk about this next ladies' class you guys have planned. There's some problems with some of the dates we had originally said and that was in the bulletin, so things got to get sorted out for your summer and then the fall class. So after worship, classroom 8, please. And then Jeff Putterbaugh and I are going to need some help this next Saturday. We need to start working on Carla's apartment. So we're going to need some help cleaning and moving things out and disposing of stuff out of her apartment. So if you can help us, we haven't actually set a time, but I'm thinking, you know, 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning, something like that, to get started. But meeting at Carla's apartment to help with that. So we'll have some more information Wednesday night, but if you could plan for Saturday to help us do that, that would be greatly appreciated. At this point, we want to enter into our worship this evening. We're going to have a singing, as I said. Later on, Kevin Smay is going to have a brief lesson, and we're going to begin our worship with prayer. Joseph's going to lead us in prayer, and then Cliff will be our first song leader for this evening. So at this time, let's all bow as we go to our Father in prayer.
Lord, as we come together to worship in your name today, let us see what we can do to uplift those around us and be the best examples of the life that you want us to live. And as we go through our life, let us do what we can to be humble and wise and use your word to uplift those around us. And as we go throughout tonight, let us be awed by your word and keep us safe as we go to our respected places. In the name of Christ, amen.
First song will be from our main hymnal. We're going to be singing hymn number 50, Jesus is Wonderful. Hymn number 50. Remember on the chorus, it seems like it kind of picks up a little bit. We go from half notes and quarter notes, then to we go to eighth notes and 16th notes. And so it kind of has a feeling of picking up a little quicker, and it is a little quicker, but just as a note of a reminder. No. Jesus is wonderful, Savior divine. Jesus is wonderful, and he is mine. Yes, Jesus is wonderful, Jesus is mine, he is the one that I love. He is my Lord and King, Savior divine, he is the one that I love. Blessings I know he does bestow, coming from heaven above. Jesus is wonderful, Jesus is mine, he is the one that I love. Jesus is wonderful, he is my King. Jesus is wonderful, of him I sing. Yes, Jesus. Jesus is wonderful. Jesus is mine. He is the one that I love. Jesus, my Lord and King, Savior divine. He is the one that I love. Blessings I know He doth bestow, coming from heaven above. Jesus is wonderful, Jesus is mine, He is the one that I love. Jesus is wonderful, blessings I know. Along my daily path He doth bestow. Yes, Jesus is wonderful, Jesus is mine, He is the one that I love. He is my Lord and King, Savior divine. He is the one that I love. Blessings I know He doth bestow, coming from heaven above. Jesus is wonderful, Jesus is mine, He is the one that I love. Our next hymn will be number 154, Near the Cross. We'll sing this song in preparation for the offering of the Lord's Supper. Love me, Jesus, keep me near the cross. There's a precious fountain, free to all, a healing stream flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross, in the cross, me my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the trembling soul, love and mercy found me. There the bright and morning star sheds its beams around. Bring its scenes before.
help me walk from day to day with its shadows o'er me. Near the cross, near the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest me on the river. Near the cross I'll watch and wait, hoping, trusting ever, till I reach the golden strand just beyond the in the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest me on the
This time we've set aside for those who were not able to be with us this morning to partake of the Lord's Supper. Each of us have opportunity to once again reflect upon that scene, like we sang in the song just a moment ago, the importance of the cross to us as individuals. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you bless us with and for this opportunity to remember your Son's death upon the cross, and we are mindful of his body that was broken for us. And as these partake this evening, may each of us reflect upon the importance of the cross and the gift that was given to us by the sending of your Son to be the perfect Lamb for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please raise your hands as we pass by.
Our Heavenly Father, we come to you once again, so very thankful for your Son and for his sacrifice. Be with those, Father, that are partaking of this cup at this time, which represents his shed blood. In Christ's name, amen.
Take your songbooks and turn to number 28. Number 28. Is it for me? Number 28. Is it for me, dear Savior, thy glory and thy rest? For me so weak and sinful, oh, shall I be so blessed? Oh, Savior, my Redeemer, what can I but adore and magnify and praise thee and love thee evermore? Is it for me thy welcome, thy gracious entering? For me thy come, ye blessed, for heart is at thy feet. I bless thee and I love thee, and thee alone to me. O Savior, my Redeemer, what can I but adore and magnify and praise thee and love thee evermore? I'll be with thee forever
and ever greet
more. Dear Savior, I must praise thee and love thee evermore. O Savior, my Redeemer, what can I but adore and magnify and praise thee and love thee evermore?
Number 199, where the roses never fade.
But for a season.
that it's always a good reminder to sing this song because we need to teach one another and remind one another from time to time that God is still in control. And this song, I think, is very beautifully said of that. I know that I try not to listen to the news very much. I try not to watch the news or have it on the radio very much. And sometimes I think I could probably just go the rest of my life without it. Because the world and its distractions and all the things that the world says we should be afraid of and scared about and worried about really are not going to add one bit or me one bit to me and my salvation. And so this song I want us to sing and remember that we're singing to one another and reminding each other that the Lord is in control.
Peace to my soul, the Lord is on my side.
Number 578, The Old Rugged Cross, 578. We'll sing the first, second, and fourth verse. 578.
Dost hold me on a hill far away, stood an old rugged cross, meek emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Last I lay down, I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, so I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will someday for a crown.
Next, let's sing number 366, Rescue the Perishing, 366.
you could do so comfortably, please stand with me while we sing 366 together. Let's sing.
And also rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch them in pity from sin and the grave. We for the erring one, lift up the fallen, tell them of Jesus the mighty to save. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save. Down in the human heart, crushed by the tempter, feelings like buried that grace can restore. Touched by a loving heart, wakened by kindness, chords that were broken will vibrate once more. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save. Rescue the perishing, duty demands it. Strength for thy labor the Lord will provide. Back to the narrow way, patiently win them. Tell the poor wanderer the Savior has died. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save.
Beyond this land of parting, losing and leaving, far beyond the losses, darkening this, and far beyond the taking and the bereaving, lies a summer land of bliss. Land beyond, so fair and bright, land beyond, where is no night. Summer land, what is its light? Oh, happy summer land of bliss. Beyond this land of toiling, sowing and reaping, far beyond the shadows, darkening this, and far beyond the sighing, moaning and weeping, lies the summer land of bliss. Land beyond, so fair and bright. Land beyond, where is no night. Summer land, God is its light. Oh, happy summer land of land of waiting, seeking and sighing, far beyond the sorrows, darkening this, and far beyond the pain and sickness and dying, lies the summer land of bliss. Land beyond, so fair and bright, land beyond. God is its light. Oh, happy summer land of bliss.
Turn now to song number 445, Jesus Rose of Sharon.
Jesus Rose of Sharon, bloom within my heart. Beauties of thy truth and holiness impart. That wherever I go, my life may shed
Maybe I'll lead five or six more songs. In the supplement, which is under the pew in front of you, number 21. on bended knee I come. This morning in Dave's class, he referred to Matthew 28, verse 18, where Jesus said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." And he said something that I don't know that I've heard before. I don't mean that no one's ever said it before. I just never heard it before, the way Dave put it. He added to that, "And I have none." Jesus has all authority, and then he added to that, "I have none." I don't know that I've thought about that in those words before. Anyway, made an impression on me, Dave. Thank you. In Philippians 2, verses 9 and 10, it says, "Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow." Shall we sing, "On Bended Knee I Come"?
No. On bended knee I come, with a humble heart I come, bowing down before your holy throne, lifting holy hands to you, as I pledge my love anew, I worship you in spirit, I worship you in truth, make my life a holy praise unto you.
After Kevin's lesson tonight will be number 268 in our other book, 268, "Hark the Gentle Voice."
Mainly some thoughts for us to think about this coming week tonight as we prepare for a new week that the Lord's given us. Received a text the other day on my phone from my bank. And no, it wasn't that I was overdrawn. And it wasn't that I had received some great amount of money in my account and they were questioning whether I should have that or not. But it was to inform me that in the state of Oregon here on the 21st of August, they're expecting 1 million people to come and visit the state. And there could be some disruptions in your ATM service, possible gas shortages, food shortages, all kinds of calamities were listed on the text for the eclipse that's going to be coming through our area, and people are going to be coming to see it. And so to be ready, be prepared for it. A couple things I thought about with that. One, that our God has got that thing in motion. And we as people understand that God is in control, and God has put all of that in place that they can tell where and when that eclipse is going to be visible on the earth, and there's nobody questioning whether that's going to happen. Not like the questions about whether it's going to be 109 degrees on Wednesday. Because it's a sure thing. The eclipse is going to happen, provided that the Lord keeps the world here that long. But it's going to happen, and we know where and when, and we know when the next one is, and where the next one will be after that, and people know. Because God is in control. They might have forgot about the fact that the sun comes up and the sun goes down, and the moon comes up and the moon goes down, and we know when those things are. And maybe people get so lackadaisical with that that they forget that God's in control of that also. So some big special event happens that's unusual as far as in our total vision that we make. It's a big deal, but we make a big deal of it, and we're concerned about it, and people come for long ways to see that. So, to tie into some of the things that Mike talked about this morning when we were talking about the fact that the Bible is the whole story. It's a continuous story. And we see in John chapter 20 where it says that, you know, these things have been written so that you will believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord. And by believing, you will be saved. So it seems like that there's a tie-in here, possibly for us in the next couple of days, to encourage people towards thinking about God in maybe a different way. We know from the very beginning that God said he was going to send his son to die on the cross. And he was going to come so that he could save us from sin that had overtaken us. And people were looking for that. And they, not everybody, but they were looking towards that day. And we see the events that happen with Jesus' birth, and we see the angels proclaiming him coming, and we see the shepherds hearing that news. And we see when he's dedicated in the temple, we see that those that were mindful of that were thankful to have seen God's promise come. Then we see the people, think about the people who were healed by Jesus during his ministry, the blind, the lame, lepers, those who had demons possession, those who had all kinds of ailments. It says he healed them all. And you think then as they look towards in hearing about the cross and hearing that the one who had healed them was crucified on the cross, and what did that mean? What did that mean to them? What would it mean to you if you had been healed by Jesus during that time of some physical ailment of some sort, and then you heard through the grapevine, you didn't get a text, but you heard through the grapevine that he had been crucified, put to death for what? How would you feel? You would be crushed, wouldn't you? Then to hear that he has risen from the dead, and then to hear that he is ascended into heaven. What kind of person would you be different? Do you think you would be willing to express those feelings of your Savior having come and actually healed you? You had seen him, you had talked to him, you had been part of his glorious plan. And you had been there, we were witness. And those people are witnesses for us. And we also are part of that glorious plan. God's in control. He's in control of the ability to send his son to die for us that we can be cleansed of our sins so that we can be made right with him and be in heaven with him. We've sung tonight about, the rugged cross, and we've talked about a lot of different things that are of utmost importance to us. And so are we willing to share that with others that we come in contact with? It's a struggle sometimes. You're unsure how people respond to some direction for them. So this little eclipse that's going to be happening in our area seems to be a perfect opportunity for us to point from a point of astronomy to a point of, you know what? It sure is amazing that God is in control, isn't it? That's what I'm going to be looking for opportunities to talk about in these coming days, is to take my own challenge to say, point people towards God and point them towards this verse in John chapter 20, into chapter 20, to the fact that God has revealed everything that we need to know in His Word so that we can be saved. You can be saved. And it's been His plan from the very beginning for that to be, because God's in control. And for all the headaches that are in the world and all the struggles and what North Korea is going to do and what are the Soviets doing and what's happening in Afghanistan and how about our country and what about Mexico and Canada and whatever else is the place, you know, at the end of the day, God's still in control. And so we should be at peace with that. And we should encourage other people who are living in a lot of fear that there is a God. He is in control. And He can make a difference in your life, as I hope you can say to them, He's made in yours. So tonight, as we think about those things, let us stand and sing the song that's been selected. And if we can do anything to help you along that way, in that walk, why don't you come and let us pray for with you and for you. In Jesus' name.
His cry of love and pity calleth, turn and listen, stay and hear. Ye that labor and are heavy laden, lean upon your dear Lord's breast. Ye that labor and are heavy laden, come and I will give you. Take His yoke, for He is meek and lowly. Bear His burden, to Him turn. He who calleth is the Master holy. He will teach if you will learn. Ye that labor and are heavy laden, lean upon your dear Lord's breast. Ye that labor and are heavy laden, come and I will give you rest. Then His loving, tender voice obeying, bear His yoke, His burden take. Find the yoke His hand is on you,
Kevin. Thank you all for being here tonight, participating in this worship. Is there anything that we need to mention before we leave tonight? Okay, well, have a good week, and those of you that are still around, we meet Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Have classes for age. Yes, Mike. Ladies meeting in room 8. Right after services tonight. We're going to close with a word of prayer. Brother Richard Porter is going to lead us.
Let us pray. Almighty God and our Father in heaven, through whose Son the entire universe was created and by whose power all things hold together, we're so thankful to be able to be here this evening. In fact, everything that has been done today, we're so thankful that we can worship You and we can build up our faith and we can understand by faith that You truly are in control of this universe. We pray that You will help us to remember to pray for the powers that be, the leaders and authority. Help us to set good examples in our lives. Help us to help others to understand the importance of striving to be in harmony with your holy word. Be with us now as we depart this place. Help us to think about the things that we've learned today and been informed of, and help us to always praise your name and glorify you and serve your purposes. Help us to have the courage to always stand for what's true and right and always try to help others. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.